Welcome to the Checkout by Kuro House, your daily AI update on the latest in retail and product innovation. Today, we've got some exciting launches and growth stories from tobacco alternatives to luxury furniture and gourmet cheese. So, let's dive right in. Philip Morris Limited has just expanded its heated tobacco portfolio with a brand new product called Delia. According to Retail Times, Delia is designed to offer adult smokers a more classic tobacco experience while remaining compatible exclusively with the EQOS Illuma device. The range includes three variants: full flavor, balanced, and menthol, all wrapped in a cigarette-inspired pack to keep things simple and familiar. Priced at £6, Delia targets price-sensitive smokers and aims to broaden choice within the heated tobacco category. Philip Morris sees this as a way to retain existing users and attract new ones by offering a smoke-free alternative that feels authentic. Over in the retail rewards space, Spar's Winter Wins campaign has smashed previous records with 60,000 participants across Northern England. Retail Times reports that 32% of instant rewards were redeemed, the highest rate yet for Spar's gamification efforts. Players tapped virtual ice blocks for instant prizes, with 750,000 daily plays and a bonus spin every 3 days that was played 210,000 times. The grand prize winner, Aisha Bo, plans to use her £10,000 to pay off student debt and take a holiday in Scotland. With more retailers joining the campaign and a variety of rewards, Spar's gamification approach is clearly driving customer engagement and loyalty. The Cotswold company is growing its physical footprint with new showrooms in Kingston upon Thames and Redbrick, West Yorkshire. Retail Times highlights that the Kingston location is the brand's first London showroom, while Redbrick marks their 16th store overall. Both showrooms emphasize premium, handcrafted furniture made with traditional woodworking techniques. The Redbrick showroom is part of a 140,000 square foot design-led retail destination, giving the brand greater access to design-conscious shoppers in the north. These openings create 16 new jobs and build on recent successes like the Chichester showroom, which is already exceeding expectations. Parmigiano Reggiano continues to see strong global demand, reporting growth in production, exports, and overall value for 2025. The consortium shared with Retail Times that international sales now make up over half of total volume, with the UK market growing by nearly 8%. Production rose 2.7% to 4.19 million wheels, while consumer prices increased significantly, supporting overall turnover despite lower purchase frequency in Italy. They're also launching a new tourism project to turn Parmigiano Reggiano into a destination experience, aiming to boost visitors from 85,000 to 300,000 by 2029. This initiative integrates dairies, farms, and hospitality to deepen the connection between product and place. Finally, Arrighi Bianchi has unveiled its latest Postcards from Rio campaign, transforming its Macclesfield store into an immersive retail experience. As covered by Retail Times, this campaign blends Brazilian culture with new brand partnerships, including a heritage fragrance line and a bespoke paint color from Coat Paint. They've also launched a colorful Fatboy furniture collection to expand their lifestyle offerings beyond traditional luxury furniture. With live samba performances, workshops, and Brazilian-inspired refreshments, the campaign aims to boost customer engagement and footfall both in-store and online. It's a bold move to merge retail with leisure and culture, creating a unique shopping journey. That wraps up today's update on exciting product launches and retail innovations. From tobacco alternatives to immersive furniture experiences and gourmet cheese tourism, the landscape keeps evolving. Thanks for tuning into the Checkout by Kuro House. See you tomorrow for more insights.